Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The first day of deliberations in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial concludes after the panel sends two notes to the judge. CBS's Matt Piper.
The 12-member jury huddled for almost 5 hours before the judge sent them home for the night, ready to resume in the morning. Before being dismissed, the jury asked to re-examine testimony from two witnesses and also to hear again the judge's instructions on how to interpret the law. No time limit is placed on the deliberations, but an acquittal or conviction would require all 12 to be unanimous.
Word is the weapons used by Israel in its deadly strike on a tent camp Sunday in Gaza were made in the U.S. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
Global outrage with those horrifying scenes of bodies burned and mutilated beyond recognition. Now, the scale of the devastation caused by the Israeli airstrike also raised questions about the type of weapons used. Images gathered from the blast site show the remains of what three independent weapons experts told CBS News is an American-made GBU-39 warhead.
North Korea has fired a barrage of suspected ballistic missiles toward its eastern sea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
North Korea test-fired around 10 short-range ballistic missiles. They flew across the peninsula from the Pyongyang area, landing off the east coast, but their bigger splash will be raising tensions.
The U.S. is calling on North Korea to stop what it calls further unlawful and destabilizing acts. Statistics from the Negro Leagues are officially integrated into Major League Baseball record books. The immediate impact of the incorporation sees Josh Gibson, one of baseball's greatest players, take multiple records from the likes of Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth. His great-grandson, Sean Gibson, is
very proud, very excited. You know, this was a long time coming.
Black players were barred from MLB until Jackie Robinson broke the league's color barrier in 1947 when he joined the Brooklyn Dodgers. It was a rough few days for many people who traveled by plane for Memorial Day weekend, mostly due to weather. CBS's senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve with some travel advice.
I tell people, and what I try to do when possible, is to take the direct flight. Try to leave early in the morning. Thunderstorms are more likely to pop up during the summertime in the afternoon, early evening, as the humidity has built. So if you can be on that first flight of the day and you can be a direct flight, it takes away the risk of missing a connection and getting stuck somewhere.
Missouri fifth grader Dakin Kramer posted a video challenging people to pay off the student meal debt at his Blue Springs Elementary School. He raised more than $7,000, enough to also help high schoolers. The new Dakin Kramer Legacy Award will be given to students who go above and beyond. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. This summer could be the hottest in history. The National Weather Service predicts Wisconsin will see temperatures anywhere from 33 to 50% higher than normal in the months of June, July, and August. 2023 was the hottest year since 1850. Early signs of a record-breaking summer showed up last June when temperatures were around 2.7 degrees hotter than average multiple days in a row. We could see more temperature records fall in the coming months. More bad news on the weather front. Wisconsin's severe storm season is just beginning. Last year, 21 total tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin. This year, the tornado count is already 22 before the end of May. If a tornado is near, move to the basement or a room with few doors and windows. If you are outside, find a low, flat location and watch out for flying debris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers and Cubs go extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another crazy Brewers and Cubs game at American Family Field. Cubs pitcher Ben Brown pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I thought it was the fastball. It was like an angry fastball. I mean, it was just really good, and it was overpowering for much of the game. So, you know, he threw a ton of strikes. The fastball was excellent.
Top of the 10th, Brewers closing pitcher Trevor Megill had to leave the game after getting hit in his throwing arm on a comeback hit going 99 miles an hour. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's not fraction.
The extent of what you know at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be is going to be good and sore for a while.
The Brewers ended up losing 6-3. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta pitched well, but still has not earned a win this month.
It's hard because I don't, when I perform like well, you know, I want to win, but I want the team to win.
That's Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We expect to see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. We'll have light winds, and by daybreak, temperatures will drop to the middle 40s. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for your Wednesday. Light north winds continue. Highs will warm to the lower 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Judgment Day. The Trump case about his efforts to steal his successful effort to steal the 2016 election by preventing Americans from knowing, you know, basically how corrupt, morally corrupt he was, has gone to the jury. And now it's just a waiting game. I mean, this could take an hour for deliberate. Well, I'm guessing it'll take at least a day, or it could take a week or two. So we'll see. But that's rolling along. I have some thoughts on that. Also, Medicare Advantage. Why are we paying for sham insurance? We'll get to that in a moment. And Sam Alito's neighbors called the cops after his wife was spitting on the car of a neighbor. This is weird. And fascist alert. Bob Kennedy condemns the removal of Confederate monuments. Is he really just trying to suck up to Trumpsters with this kind of racist stuff? In the second hour of our program, Texas Republicans want the death penalty for women who get abortions. Seriously, I knew this was coming. Also, inside the dangerous anti-democracy coalition forming to help Trump. And also, why is the lawmaker who gave January 6th rioters a tour showing them the security features of the Capitol building, why is he targeting the ex-Capitol Police Chief of Intel? This is a wild story. We'll get into all those in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Texas Republicans are planning to permanently lock Democrats out of statewide office. If this constitutional amendment that they are proposing, that the party is proposing down in Texas, passes, there will never, ever be a Democrat elected as governor, as attorney general, as secretary of state, any statewide office, regardless of how many votes they get. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. Also, how Aileen Cannon made it impossible for Jack Smith to appeal her decision to the 11th Circuit, and what he might do about it. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. So we got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out just, you know, by echoing my colleague, Dean Obidala. He has a great Substack newsletter. It's called The Dean's Report. And his rant this morning was essentially this, and I agree with it, but I wanted to give him credit. He's saying that if Trump is convicted, that he's arguing that every Democrat in America needs to change Trump's first name from Donald to convicted felon. That his name should never be used without convicted felon before it. So we'll see. I mean, you know, we don't know if it'll be a conviction or not. In fact, I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether how you think this is going to play out. If you've ever been on a jury, you know, what you know about the dynamics of that. Again, there are reports that there is one juror who early on had said that he reads Truth Social and has been apparently smiling and nodding at Donald Trump and at his lawyers. Is this the guy who's going to hang the jury or not? I mean, you know, hung juries happen one out of 20 times. So, you know, it's certainly within the realm of possibility. And, you know, as I pointed out yesterday, Robert Durst, the billionaire murderer, maybe he's only worth a few hundred million dollars, but whatever. You know, he killed somebody, and then there was one juror who hung the jury on his trial. And the outcome of that was that, you know, Durst had a couple of years out of jail before he was finally convicted in a second trial. You know, a hung jury doesn't mean that's the end. It means that they can refile the charges and start all over again. You know, which again would be a win for Trump. It would push him past the election, which is his goal. And so what Durst did was, after that juror hung the jury, Durst just showered him with gifts and trips and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, is there a juror on this panel who is thinking, what an idea? I don't know. We'll see. So, number one, he could be found guilty, and he could be found guilty in a variety of different ways. Number two, he could be found not guilty. I think the odds of that are zero, right? The evidence was overwhelming. Number three, there could be some sort of real bad shenanigans in the jury room that might cause the judge to call a mistrial. I think that's extremely unlikely. It's very rare that it happens. You know, a juror jumps up on the table and starts shouting Heil Trump or something like that. I mean, who knows, right? Or number four, you have a hung jury, which is where one or more jurors refuse to vote for conviction, even though everybody else on the jury is like, yeah, the guy is guilty as sin. I'm guessing that he will be found guilty. This is just, you know, my theory, just my guess. But my guess is he will be found guilty. Judge Mershon will impose a fine as a penalty rather than jail time. He will appeal it, and it will have zero consequence in terms of his followers. I mean, after all, he's already been found liable for raping E. Jean Carroll twice. Not raping her twice, been found guilty twice by two separate juries. And, you know, his followers are still, oh, yeah, we love Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, oh, he raped that woman? Well, you know, maybe it was just a, you know, fake news. Oh, two juries said that he raped that woman? Oh, well, anyway, next topic. I mean, you know, that's, I just don't, you know, everybody's like, oh, the polls show that 40% of Republicans won't vote for a convicted felon. Well, you know, I think this is the shy voter theory. Remember back in 2000, George W. Bush got put into the White House by the Supreme Court. He lost the national popular vote by 500,000 votes. But there was all this speculation about, you know, well, how did he win when he was so far behind in the polls? The polls showed that Al Gore was going to win. And the theory that the Republicans came up with, or that the media came up with, was that Trump voters were just bashful. They were embarrassed to admit that they supported a guy who, you know, went AWOL during the Vietnam War and was a drunk and you know, a ne'er-do-well multimillionaire son of a multimillionaire family. And, you know, I think it's nonsense. Although, you know, maybe. I mean, you know, it's possible. I mean, just think about this. If you're a Trump voter and somebody calls up and says, would you vote for a convicted felon? Do you want to say to the person on the phone, well, of course I would. They might think poorly of you if you said that. So you don't say that, right? So maybe there is something to the bashful. I didn't believe it in 2000, but maybe there is something to the bashful voter theory. So what do you think? All right, number one. Number two, the other big story here is HartmanReport.com. The headline, Medicare Advantage, Why Are We Paying for Sham Insurance? This, what provoked me to write this, you know, I've written about Medicare Advantage many times, but the thing that got me going on this one is this extraordinary report that came out of Wendell Potter's brilliant Healthcare Uncovered Substack newsletter by Matthew Cunningham Cook. And he wrote that this year we're going to give Medicare Advantage companies $64 billion to compensate them for things like groceries and dental and eye care and prescription drug, you know, just all kinds of goodies that you can't get with real Medicare. In other words, you and I, the taxpayers, are paying, are giving $64 billion to these private for-profit insurance companies, by and large. And they are using that money to unfairly compete with Medicare. I mean, it's pretty astonishing. Right. Mark Carlin sent me a note saying, you know, there is a congressionally commissioned agency to report to Congress on Medicare. It's called MedPAC. That's the acronym. And this is a quote from their report. From 2018 to 2023, the share of eligible Medicare beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare Advantage rose by 3 percentage points. Medicare spends an estimated 22% more on Medicare Advantage enrollees than it would spend if those beneficiaries were enrolled in actual real Medicare, a difference that translates into a projected $83 billion this year in 2024. It's amazing. It's 122% of what Medicare pays. Now, it's not that these companies are spending 122% more money on your health care. You actually, you know, 18% of all claims submitted to Medicare Advantage companies are turned down. Now, with real Medicare, you never submit, you know, you never have to have preclearance. You don't, the insurance company doesn't get in between you and your doctor. So this is outrageous. I mean, we're paying $64 billion for these guys to unfairly compete with us, to unfairly compete with real Medicare. And then, you know, you get like the former CEO of the nation's largest Medicare Advantage provider, UnitedHealth. He walked away with over $1 billion. That's with a B, one guy. And his successor, Stephen Hemsley, walked off with $500 million. You know, good work if you can get it, right? So, and then, you know, you see that what they're doing with this money, all the, these billions of dollars every month in profits, is they're buying off members of Congress. And, I mean, you know, that's how Medicare Advantage came into being in the first place. This was a, when George W. Bush ran for Congress back in 1978 in Texas, and he lost, by the way, his big thing was, I will privatize Medicare, I will privatize Social Security. And when he became president, he was like, hey, let's do it. And in 2003, he created privatized Medicare. It's called Medicare Advantage. It is not run by Medicare. It's run by the Medicare. It's run by private insurance companies, most of them for profit. And it's a very profitable gig. I mean, you know, it's generating tens of billions of dollars in profits every year for these companies, compared to real Medicare that just is a good single-payer healthcare system that pays the bills. This year, according to OpenSecrets.org, the insurance industry has already spent $45,173,132 showering gifts and persuasion on federal lawmakers to keep their obscene profits rolling. I mean, this is and why? How do they get away with this? Well, because Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote, you know, billionaire-funded Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Citizens United, which legalized political bribery. We need to fix both Medicare Advantage, at the very least, force them not to use the word Medicare any longer. That's Mark Pocan or O'Connor's, you know, Save Medicare Act, at the very least. And we need to fix the Supreme Court, which I'll get to in a moment. In fact, I'll get to after the break. So stay tuned. It's 18 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, the jury is deliberating and the TV pundits are trying to figure out what to say. Well, gee, I don't know. What do you think?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a big dog, busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's good for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch or keep it in the fridge. Plus, unlike most fresh dog foods that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. So this is wild. This is from the New York Times yesterday. Remember the story? Sam Alito said that the reason that his wife flew that flag upside down was because she got into a squabble with the neighbor and she was pissed off at her neighbor. Well, it turns out that was just a blatant lie. In fact, the squabble with the neighbor happened weeks after the flag was taken down. The flag followed the January 6th insurrection. This was a flag in support of overthrowing our government. I mean, let's just tell the truth. This is, you know, obviously Alito's wife is lying here, or Alito's lying here. But it gets even weirder than that. Martha Ann Alito, I'll just read from the New York Times. The family down the street with whom the Alitos got into this dispute is the Baden family, okay? The Baden family's version, the Times reports, the justice's wife initiated the conflict. Baden recounts seeing Mrs. Alito lingering outside their home and glaring at the couple after the January 6th riot, according to the report. Baden also remembers driving by the Alito's home with her then-boyfriend the day of President Joe Biden's inauguration. Quote, Mrs. Alito ran toward their car and yelled something they did not understand, the Times reports. The couple continued driving, they said, and as they passed the Alito home again to exit the cul-de-sac, Mrs. Alito appeared to spit on their toward their vehicle. Wow. And then, you know, a month later, there was another encounter. Sam and Mrs. Alito were on a stroll down the street, and the Badens were taking out their trash. And, quote, Mrs. Alito addressed the pair by name, used an expletive, and called them fascists. And that's when Mrs. Baden says that she used that C-word expletive to describe Mrs. Alito. She said, how dare you behave this way? You've been harassing us over signs. You represent the highest court in the land. Shame on you. Amazing. Sam Alito lies as easily as Clarence Thomas lies. These guys are so corrupt. They have no business being on the highest court in our land, and certainly no business deciding cases that have to do with the future of our democracy and whether, you know, Donald Trump, who tried to overthrow our government on January 6th, whether Donald Trump should have presidential immunity or anything else like that. I got to tell you what's up with Bob Kennedy, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. What do you think is going to happen in this election interference, this stealing the 2016 election trial? Let's start calling it that, the stealing the 2016 election trial. I'll be back with your calls and the story about Bob Kennedy right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Somebody asked, why do you call him Bob Kennedy? Because I refuse to apply his father's name to him. I was a fan of his father. His father was a great American. Bob is not.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Deliberating jurors in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial have asked to read the testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
The jurors have requested transcripts that relate to David Pecker's phone conversation with Donald Trump as it related to Karen McDougal. At that time, Pecker testified that Trump encouraged him to purchase McDougal's story in order to kill it.
The investigation continues into the Israeli airstrike in Rafah that killed more than 40 Palestinian civilians. Here's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The IDF should speak to their conduct of this particular operation, and that would include, we would expect in their investigation, include a discussion of what was used.
Bad weather delayed a lot of flights over the holiday weekend, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The cancellation numbers have not swelled. Most people got where they were going. They just got there late.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The judge hearing the lawsuit against Act 10 may have signed a petition to recall former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. That's according to the Associated Press. This could be important to note because anger over Act 10 drove Wisconsinites to try and recall Walker in 2012. Governor Tony Evers says Judge Jacob Frost should not be removed from the case. Evers is quoted saying, "Let's just let it play out." This case is predicted to reach the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Two people are found dead after a house exploded near Middleton in the town of Springfield. On Tuesday night, emergency responders received a call about a house on fire. When they reached the scene, the house was entirely in flames. One body was found around 11 p.m. Tuesday night and another Wednesday afternoon. Officials have not yet identified the deceased or the cause of the explosion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Spaghetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We expect to see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. We'll have light winds, and by daybreak, temperatures will drop to the middle 40s. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for your Wednesday. Light north winds continue. Highs will warm to the lower 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, Door County is getting national attention as a political bellwether. We'll find out why in our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Leadership. He said Robert E. Lee had extraordinary qualities of leadership that deserve to be celebrated. Yeah, he was a traitor. He acknowledged that he was a traitor. I mean, his plantation was taken and turned into Arlington National Cemetery. What can you say? All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Brian in Minneapolis. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Tom, I would like you to know that in Minnesota, there is a group of six volunteer citizens who have privately raised enough funds to put up by the 1st of July, some are already up, billboards on major highways, and the message on all of the billboards is protect Medicare and Social Security, vote for Democrats.
Wow.
And I would like you to know, I'm hoping people pick up on the message because it's popular. We've raised a lot of money, and and that message of protecting Medicare and Social Security, vote for Democrats, resonates, as I'm sure you well know, and you just mentioned Medicare and Social Security earlier in your program.
Right. Yep. I think that's great, Brian. I've often thought that doing something like that where I live would be a great idea, except I don't see any billboards anymore, Sean. Did they get outlawed here in Oregon? I know in Vermont they were outlawed. In fact, if you drove from New York into Vermont, you'd go from lots of billboards to no billboards at all, and it's quite a stark difference. And I never see them in Washington State either. I'm guessing that they're just outlawed. I could be wrong, but thank you, Brian. Thanks for that. That's fascinating. Appreciate the call. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I've got an idea.
Okay.
I believe Mr. Trump is probably going to be found guilty, at least on some counts. And I think if we can get all your viewers to donate a dollar, we will build a 10-foot by 10-foot building, 2 stories tall. The lower floor will be for the receptionist and the bellboy and a little corner for the cook with a hot plate. And then the penthouse will be fixed up for Mr. Trump. And on the top of the building, it will say the Donald's Crowbar Hotel.
Build a jail cell for him.
Yeah, and we'll put it right in, in the most noticeable spot you can find.
Yeah.
The middle of Times Square.
I think the chances of this guy spending even one night in jail are less than 1%. But, I've been proven wrong before, but I just don't think that Judge Mershon is going to send him in jail. But we'll see. Yeah, I mean, you just never know. He's behaved pretty badly, and he's certainly pissed off Judge Mershon. I mean, he's put his daughter at risk. He's put his life at risk, Judge Mershon's. Maybe he's thinking, maybe there should be something to it. But
The man is nothing. He's nothing but a gangster.
Yeah,
he has been all his life.
Yeah, that's a good description. Good description, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for it. That's a good idea. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
I want you to know that I absolutely concur with you and your assessment of what is going to take place with the verdict in this trial. First of all, I'm not an attorney, but I do have significant expertise with litigation. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that this judge, first of all, he has very good will with the jury. They like him. And if you've ever litigated a case, the demeanor with a judge, the way the judge treats you, has a real deep impact on not only the litigants, but the jury as well.
Right.
So I think that we're almost guaranteed a guilty verdict in this case. However, this is where we get into the weeds, Mr. Hartman. Donald Trump, you know, I hate to even say his name and use the word genius in the same sentence, but I'm going to do this at my own peril. Donald Trump may be a political genius because the way he stacked the courts, you know, this guy appointed over 200 judges, Tom.
Yeah.
In the appellate courts. And he may have seen all of this coming. I don't know this, Tom. I'm speculating. Okay. But what I'm getting at is I'm almost certain that there's going to be a guilty verdict in this case. And I'm almost certain that the jury's going to be out for a very short period of time. I don't think they're going to be out to the end of the week. I think they're going to come up with a verdict probably in the next day or two.
I'm inclined to agree with
but
that.
But it's going to be overturned in the appellate courts. This is where I'm talking about the retarded genius, or I'm sorry.
Well, this will be appealed in the New York State. I mean, this is a New York State court, so it would be appealed by this court is called the Supreme Court, and it's not what you and I would normally think of as a Supreme Court. There is an appeals court above Judge Mearsheim, but it's a state appeals court, or maybe it would be the state Supreme Court. I don't know, or whatever they call that.
Oh yeah, but Trump has set things up to a point from the judiciary standpoint where it will ultimately get to the Supreme Court.
Packed that. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Do you agree with my
contention that this will mean absolutely nothing in terms of his chances to become president?
It will mean absolutely nothing. It will mean absolutely nothing. And let me tell you something else, which leads me to the second point I wanted to make with you. You talked about bashful voters, I'm not gloating, but you will remember, because you and I've talked about it, in 2016 or 2015 when Trump announced on your air, and boy, did I get some mail about it, I predicted his election. There are a lot of people in your own audience, Tom, in your own audience, that are going to vote for Donald Trump that aren't going to say so for the very reasons you articulated, because it's not sexy. It's not attractive. They don't want to know. And this is what concerns me about this guy at the end of the day, from an electoral standpoint, more than anything.
Yeah.
Reagan had said, the silent majority?
Yeah, that was Nixon's phrase. But yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's
what concerns me. Lastly, Tom, if you give me 10 seconds here. For Democrats, you know how I feel about partisan politics. I think it's a duopoly, but as Bernie Sanders, the one politician that I have ever really loved, as Bernie Sanders does, I caucus with the Democrats. So let me say something to you and your Democratic Party audience. I have dealt with bullies my entire life. I've even had some of them in my family. And let me tell you one thing about a bully. There's only one way to deal with them, and that's smash them in the goddamn mouth.
Yeah, I get it. And, let's dial back on the obscenity, but I'm with you. By the way, let me just play a little clip. Eric Trump was out this morning. Sean, I'm going to play some audio out of my computer. Eric Trump was out this morning, ranting. And tell me if it sounds to you like he says that we're going to win because we're white. Here it is.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars. And New York deserves so much better than this. And I cannot wait for the day that we win. We will. We're white. The entire country.
There you go. We win. We will. We're white.
And you, what do you need from me?
I just knew you'd appreciate it. I love your Substack newsletter, Kenyatta, and I some grist for the mill. All righty, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good talking to you, as always. Thank you. Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my God, following Mr. Kenyatta after that. Geez. Thanks. He's very succinct. I'm going to actually, I've been on a number of juries, and I will say this, and you're right. I mean, what happened after the current trial? But if the foreman is a good foreman, and it seems like the prosecution put down a case where you can go point by point by point, and I think Kenyatta is very, very astute. If the jurors like the judge, respect the judge,
Well, Trump just gave it away just a few minutes ago. He came out and said Mother Teresa could not beat this rap.
Well, he's earned it.
Yeah, but it's his way of saying he knows he's going to be found guilty.
And I think that Judge Mershon needs to throw the book at him and actually have him spend time in jail if possible.
I do too.
And the reason for that is all the things that he is. I hope he does, because he'll have my vote for that. Well, even though I don't live in New York, but yeah. It is, you cannot continue to threaten people along the Ontario line. And I think Kenyatta's right. It's an evil genius. Well, if nothing else, do you think, 15 points down the line, I think Trump has thought it as a mobster in terms of trying to rig the game any way he possibly could.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the part. But if they have a good foreman, I mean, from the things I've been on, mm-hmm.
I suspect there will be a conviction. Bob, thank you very much. And I don't think it'll be overturned on appeal. I just don't think it's going to matter. If there's a fine, Trump will pay it. It'll be insignificant compared to his wealth. And, there won't be any jail time. And I don't think it's going to affect his followers at all. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote, because you don't want to go back to 1950, where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked at high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Well, I would say first the fool's errand to try and predict a jury's verdict. And by the way, that's a good thing. We shouldn't. The jury should not be telegraphing its thoughts or opinions about the case.
On the other hand, Paul, you can tell when there's a fairly strong case and when there's a pretty dicey case.
Yeah, but that's really on the litigants.
Yeah.
And I think in this case, but
and the speculators.
Yeah. Other than to say that there are two attorneys on this jury, and I will just say that I think the verdict will be consistent with. I think they will be influential in the deliberations, and the verdict will be consistent with what those two attorneys think. A hung jury would be probably because those two attorneys might disagree.
Oh, interesting. So,
but anyway, regarding Samuel Alito, I'm, by this New York Times story that you read, I'm inclined to believe him that it's his wife who hung the flag. And
She seems to be full of piss and vinegar, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, well, she's a birds of a feather with Ginny Thomas.
Yep.
Which doesn't excuse Samuel Alito at all. And that's kind of what I'm wanting to say about the court. And, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor said or wrote something, I think I read, in one of her books I read, that, you know, the court has so little power to enforce its rulings that their rulings need to be very, they need to make rulings with integrity and credibility.
Alexander Hamilton wrote that in Federalist 78.
Yeah.
Or 87.
True.
One or the other.
Well, yeah. That's what she was echoing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's 78.
78, thank you.
Yeah. They only went up to 85. But that's right. It was in Federalist 78 that they don't have power and
they hold neither the sword nor the purse.
Right. And Justice Sotomayor, apparently I didn't hear this, but I heard about an interview that she did where she talked about how she would go into her office and weep regarding some of these decisions. So it made me think of this, that the Supreme Court is headed for a constitutional crisis because of Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito in particular. And that will be like this. Yesterday, I think it was, you said, referring to the 2000 election, that the Supreme Court stopped the vote, the count of the votes in Florida. Mm. Partially correct. Actually, the Supreme Court suggested it, and that's what Florida did.
Right.
So Florida stopped the count because they wanted to.
Yeah.
And it was because...
Well, they stopped the count because they figured the issue with the Florida Supreme Court stopped the count because they figured the issue... Actually, I don't even know. Was it the Florida Supreme Court, or was it the state, the Jeb Bush administration that stopped the recount?
No, it was the United States Supreme Court.
No, the U.S. Supreme Court picked up the case, and then in Florida... But they don't have the authority to tell... Or maybe they do, I don't know, to tell the Florida Supreme Court.
No, they don't. That's what I'm saying, is they don't have the authority, but Florida said, okay, we're going to stop counting.
Uh-huh.
Because they said that
Bush... So who in Florida said okay? Was it the Florida Supreme Court, or was it the Jeb Bush administration?
It was the administration. It was Catherine Harris.
Right, okay.
So what
who didn't want the recount anyway? Because they had the outcome that they wanted. George won by 537 votes.
That's right. That was where they stopped it. They stopped the counting, saying that Bush would be irreparably harmed, and they just went with what was there, and he won by 537 votes. But ultimately, it was off the record counted and found that actually Gore won the state. But the fact is that the Supreme Court has no authority to tell the state anything about the popular vote unless it has to do with either the 14th, 15th, 17th, 19th, 24th, or 26th Amendment. They're not federal issues. The popular vote is not a federal issue.
Yeah.
And so if this comes up again, and I suspect this is where they'll run into loggerheads. If one of the swing states, let's just say Michigan, and is close, and Trump files one of the similar filing in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court tells Michigan to stop counting their votes, I don't think Jocelyn Benson is going to do it. I think they're saying, no, we were going to.
I agree. I got a quick question for you, Paul. We just have 30 seconds here. What do you make of two of the justices constantly referring to Marbury versus Madison rather than the Constitution?
Very interesting, because as textualists, if it weren't for Marbury versus Madison, which was not a textualist ruling. If not for that, they wouldn't have the authority that they have.
Yep. No, I think that they're, the Jefferson was right, that the Marbury versus Madison made the Constitution a thing of wax in the hands of the judiciary, and these guys are committed to amplifying that power, Alito and Thomas specifically.
If you have time, read Stephen Breyer's new book on reading the Constitution. By the way, he often refers to Antonin Scalia obtuse views on some cases. Scalia, but he never, in a nice way, he never refers to Samuel Alito, which makes me think he just doesn't like Samuel Alito.
Interesting. This is Breyer you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not read his book. I have it, but I have not read it.
Very worthwhile.
I'll do that. Paul, thank you. Thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, Texas Republicans want to give women who get abortions the death penalty. Seriously.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-6...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. or an agonizing deliberation, I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.